Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome to the Saturday edition of The Drift. Good to have you all on board with us. And two special guests in the studio with me today, Ed from Ypsilanti, Ed Bondarenka. Welcome, Ed.
Hey.
And Ann Arbor Mike.
Hello, Gary.
Here in person, in the studio. Good to have you guys calling in or sitting in here with me today. Let's take care of a little business. CurrentOnline.com, that's the newspaper. It's a growing conservative newspaper, and if you want to advertise your business in a growing conservative newspaper and support us, give me a call, 734-629-6010. Now, we have a whole lot of information to cover today, so we're going to try and get through this. And I brought Ed and Mike in because I appreciate and value their opinions. I like to say that I inherited the best of listeners from Bill Bennett, so thanks you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's start out with the elephant in the room, Donald Trump. This is, you know, in my
well, he
world
is big, but I mean, you know,
in my world, a man's lewd comments from 12 years ago are nowhere near on par with the details and the importance of what's happening with the WikiLeaks dump for Hillary Clinton.
Well, basically what we're talking about here is locker room talk by Mr. Trump. And we're all three guys here, and we know what goes on in locker rooms. And we know that men say things that they would not want to say in public. And I got to say something, women are just as bad.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, if you've ever seen women talk when they look at a guy, for instance, like where I go to swim at the rec center, I've heard comments from women when they see a guy in a tight bathing suit that would make you blush.
Yeah.
So now we're sitting there worried about what he said 10 or 11 years ago. And by the way, I wasn't aware of the fact that Mr. Billy Bush was a Bush.
That's
well,
right.
That tells me an awful lot.
That's right.
That
and
that tells me.
That is far and away one of the big problems here, because is this part of an establishment GOP attack on Trump?
I'll tell you, it was pretty perspicacious of them that 11 years ago they anticipated a Trump run for the presidency and set him up, man, and then held on to that soundbite till right after the email dump and the vice presidential debates.
Well, it bothers me. I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on, because why wouldn't have Jeb Bush have used this during the primary, number one, is my question. But at some point, did somebody make a call to somebody, call Billy Bush, hey, you know Donald, you got any dirt on Donald? And they start looking through old tapes, and lo and behold, look what you find.
Well, just take a look at where it came from.
Yeah.
It came from NBC.
Yeah.
So NBC is nothing more than the arm of the Democratic Party.
Right.
This morning, I turned on the Today Show. Okay. We've got a major hurricane in the southeast. People are getting killed. Property's being damaged. And for the first 20 minutes of that show, it was the Trump bombshell.
Yeah.
Katie Tour comes on there. She's one of the reporters that follows Mr. Trump. And she's blasting this. Chuck Todd comes up. Chuck Todd, this is a bombshell. This is the end of Donald Trump. They've basically tried to bury the man. They gave basically 95% of that first part of that show to the Donald Trump scandal. 1.5 minutes to the email dump by Assange.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you. So Hillary Clinton, of course, tweeted out immediately, this is horrific. These comments are horrific. And we cannot allow this man to be in the White House. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, Hillary. I know what you've said and done. Not just your actions, not just words. And so I've got a soundbite from Hillary Clinton. Now, let's put it in perspective again.
All
Donald
right.
Trump was talking to a couple of guys, locker room talk, in private. This was not a public statement. This is Hillary Clinton in a public setting being recorded for a book. So this is something she's saying in public, right? This is for public. Derek, you got track one ready there? All right, let's play this.
It was a fascinating case. It was really an interesting case.
This is Hillary talking about the 12-year-old a rape victim.
He was the daughter of a family he was living in Springfield. He lived outside of the tracks in Springfield. Of course, he claimed that he didn't do all this stuff. He took a lot of different tests.
You can't hear that?
No.
All right, Derek, just grab it.
Is this the one where she's describing her defense of the rapist?
Yes, and she's laughing about how she gets this rapist off. And he ended up serving 2 months for raping a 12-year-old girl. And she laughs about how the evidence got destroyed and how she managed to get him off. So, Ms. Clinton, all I can say is, what is more horrific? Donald Trump talking lewd about a woman, or you ruining a woman's life?
Yep.
And helping a rapist get off with 2 months after he raped a 12-year-old child.
That's quite, by far, far more damning than anything Trump said on that bus that he thought, like you said, he was saying in private. And you know the whole thing about the saying it in private? It was a hot mic. It was 11 years ago. My goodness, it makes me think of NSA capabilities to be able to find something like that. If it was on an on-air broadcast, it may have been codexed, indices, whatever, and so, you know, oh, we can call up everything indexed by Trump. But if they're saving every hot mic moment from some obscure,
Yeah. Somebody had to give an order to go search through the recordings of Donald Trump to find this, whether it was NBC, whether it was Hillary making a call to NBC, or Hillary calling Bush.
You've got the Washington Post with 23 people out there looking for dirt on Donald Trump.
Well, where
you've got zero looking for dirt on Hillary Clinton, but we all know what she's done.
Yeah. Where's the hot mic on Hillary? It's bad enough, live mic. But where's the hot mic?
Coming off, it's just falling to our laps, and they're not covering it. Now, the WAPO is owned by Bezos, right, who is a terrible liberal. And, you know, once again, and folks, it's these uber-rich people that happen to be liberals. Why? Because they've already got theirs. They don't care about us getting ours. They've got theirs, so they want to shut it down and keep this establishment. Now, let me ask you. So Paul Ryan comes out immediately. Oh, I'm not going to campaign with Trump. This is horrific, blah, blah, blah. Senator Mark Kirk doing the same thing. Mitt Romney doing the same thing, looking for this excuse.
Does that surprise you?
Not at all.
Okay. We've got Mr. Paul Ryan, who first of all, never wanted to support Trump in the beginning. He was cold as an iceberg, okay? Jason Chavis, of course, he's out there in Utah. Jason Chavis, I'm not going to support him anymore. I'm not going to vote for Hillary, but I'm not going to support him anymore. You've got Mr. What's the previous candidate, Romney. Of course, we know what Romney tried to do to Trump. So we've got this entire establishment, the Bush people, and of all the people to sit there and throw stones at Donald Trump, we should be looking at the Bushes and say, look, folks, you are the people that created this problem that we have in the Middle East. You are the people that caused thousands of American soldiers to lose their lives. You are the very people that have put veterans out there without limbs, and now you're criticizing a man who wants to protect this country and save this country. As far as I can tell you right now, to me, if the fact that Billy Bush is related to the Bushes tells me all that I need to know about this scandal. The Bushes want to get even with Donald Trump because he destroyed their little boy, Jebby Bush.
Yeah,
period.
I get it. Let's take a quick call from Jenny in Brownstown. Jenny, for the show.
Hey, guys. How's everybody?
Hey, Jenny.
Hey. I've got a couple points. I'll try to be quick. Number one, nobody's talking about why Hillary's doing what she's doing now in the first place. The only reason she stayed with her husband, a quote-unquote, after all he did to her, so that she could have a chance at the White House someday.
Yep, meal ticket.
People forget about that, but that's the truth.
Yeah,
she wanted power and stuff. That's the only reason she stayed with him.
Yeah, some women will stay in a marriage because of the kids, and some men will stay in a marriage because of the kids. She stayed in it for one reason and one reason only, the money and the power.
And she's a hanger-oner? Period. She tied her star to Bill Clinton and is trying to write it into the White House. The simple fact of the matter is, to the people that are listening to this show and across the country that are listening to other talk shows, is the fact that this country, unless we stop Hillary Clinton 4 years from now, we are not going to have the same country we have today. And all I ask people, I'm 72 years old. A lot of you guys weren't around when a lot of this stuff happened. But go back to the 60s and see what was going on in the 60s. The very same people that gave us the 60s, that gave us the demonstrations, that gave us the anti-government feeling in this country, are the ones that are in the office. You can kiss the Supreme Court goodbye. You can throw your foot away. And we're just going to have nothing but a country with an open border. And we are going to be the in this country.
Thank you.
It's not just they took
my other point. I am so sick of damn Fox News. They call themselves conservative. Bull crap. They're not conservative. They're the lamestream media, and I'm sick of them reporting this crap all day on the hour. I'm sick and tired of them. I don't care what Paul Ryan says. Like, he was never for him in the first place. I don't give a conchavit says. These people come on here, and it's because they're leaders. They're not leaders.
This is Mike.
This is Mike.
Oh, hi,
from
Mike. How are you doing? Nice to meet you. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, Jen.
Good to be with you guys again, Ed and Gary. You know what? I love you guys.
We love you too.
My wife Sherry says hi, Jenny. She listens to you call in.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Jenny, you need to run for Congress. what district are you in, Jenny?
Dingles.
You're in Dingles district?
Hopefully, Jeff Jones.
Yeah, 33rd district.
I'm going to tell you something about Mrs. Dingle. Mrs. Dingle is nothing but a rat. Mrs. Dingle is stood by while we got Obamacare.
There's another meal ticket.
And that her.
Oh
and
my
that,
God!
And that
you
her
got that right. She's another coattail.
And that decrepit old piece of garbage she's married to has gave us Obamacare.
Oh my God!
We need to get rid of Debbie Dingle. And for those of you people that are fed up and you see what you're paying for your health care right now, Debbie Dingle was the one that was pushing this. Debbie Dingle was doing nothing good for the American people. And if you're in her district, tell everybody vote her out. She's a piece
thank
of
you.
Garbage.
I've already voted, guys. I got my vote done.
Thank
Jenny,
you.
Jenny, you're from Brownstown. You know Flat Rock, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember the old Flat Rock Theater? When it was a theater
no,
in Flat
I never,
Rock?
I don't think I've ever even been at it.
Okay, well, I remember going there as a kid, and I remember seeing on TMC a few years ago, there was a public service announcement about theaters and taxes on theaters, and actually they showed the Flat Rock Theater, and they were interviewing this guy in 1954 who was the owner. Something about taxes on movie theaters, and it was produced by the movie organizations. And they were going against Congress. And one of the names they were pointing out, and it just struck me, and they're just directing their comments, one of them was towards Dingle. That's how long that family has been in power in the Downriver area.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's that
you
dynasty
know, okay,
action.
Because I am done with stupid Fox News. I realize that's all we got, maybe. But there's another station that plays Town Hall. They're crap, too. They just put out the same damn template.
You need to run for office.
There you go, Jenny, and you know we'll help you out. All right, well, thanks for the call, Jenny. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care. Let's take a call from Will from Ipswich. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good. It's been a couple of weekends, sir, since I talked to you, so I kind of missed you for a minute.
What do you got, Will?
Well, I want to talk about this. Let's juxtapose what they have on Trump here, you know, with a raunchy remark he made many years ago. With a woman who is so disgusting that she tried to sell us what happened in Benghazi on a video and a protest. You know, this woman is garbage. I mean, obviously, you know, myself and everybody in the room with you right there, right now, we know that from people like morons like Ryan and any of the other named so-called conservative Republicans. And, you know, it's just getting to a disgusting point where drug when they open their mouth. You know?
Yeah. Well, it comes down to, and this is the fact that I think that Mike was going to here, you know, your establishment GOP is absolutely no different than the Democratic Party. Absolutely none.
You know, the only thing.
You know what? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The only thing the Republicans are good at is bending over, grabbing their ankles, and telling the Democrats, shove it in.
That's it. You know, I call them a circular firing squad because it's all about money for them. It's casting lots on us saying, you know, let's promise them everything every 4 years, every 2 years, and then we'll go back on those promises and we'll still be happy and we'll still screw the American people. So that's my rant, and thanks for taking it, guys.
You got it. Thanks, Will.
Yep. Bye-bye.
You know, Gary, you made a remark about Bill Bennett, and I go back to the Bennett shows. And I remember when Bill Bennett was giving us every day lockstep how great Paul Ryan was, how great a person he was, how great a congressman he was, leader he was. And I think right now we're all seeing how wrong Bill Bennett was.
Yeah. I'm one of those guys that had the Romney-Ryan sticker on my car for 18 months after the election. You know, I supported him wholeheartedly.
I'm going to disagree. I'm not a wholehearted Ryan guy, but I can see what Ryan's doing here. And if Ryan's not 100% Trump, neither am I. But it's a binary choice. You know, that's all there is to it.
Down to the reason you support Trump is because you know this is about survival.
Exactly.
Why cannot Paul Ryan, who is in the halls of Congress, support the only option we have
because
of survival?
Because Paul Ryan is running for office himself right now, and I don't know how tenuous his hold is on his lead in the election he's facing. He's up for election this election right now. Yeah, I mean, remember, he just had a primary challenge, and now he's running for office.
But he won it handily, and I'll tell you what. I would be very happy if Paul Ryan did not win.
Amen.
I would take the Democrat because you know what? They're both Democrats. So I hope Paul Ryan, he's going to win, but now, I hope he loses. I really do.
Gary, that's the same thing as like people, like I said something to, I think, Dick last week. It might have been the gun guys. I'm sorry, it was the gun guys. I said, you know what? The NRA comes out with a referral. They said, we rate so-and-so. They actually rated John Dingell with a triple A rating. You know what I mean?
He
to vote for John Dingell because he was good on guns. I mean, the guy was still a Democrat. And you may say, you know, whatever, I like Dingell because he's good for my district. But you put one more Democrat in the majority side, and then you get a different speaker, and the whole country goes in a different direction. You get Nancy Pelosi because you got one more Democrat. So please, let's not talk about wanting to see Paul Ryan lose to a Democrat
I'm waiting for that one. You don't want to see a Democrat in leading Congress. What difference does it make? We've had Republican Congress for several years. Have you seen any difference in Congress?
A Democratic president who vetoes everything that comes down the pike, is holding the veto. We haven't had a budget because of Harry Reid in the Senate and because we've had a president
because we had no guts in the Republican Party. We had a chance to defund Obamacare. We had a chance to cripple it. We had a chance to put a spike into it. And what did we do? I said again, they went bent over and grabbed their ankles. Yeah. The Republican Party is cowardless.
Yeah. In the end, the House has passed many, many bills that have gone to the Senate. And even though we now control the Senate as well, they still haven't done anything.
Because they go to the president and he doesn't sign them. He vetoes them.
The Senate is not even passing the bills that the House passes.
Well, part of that is the obscure Senate rules. And because we refuse to give the nuclear option with their, you got to get 66 votes to get something out of the Senate instead of 50-50.
But something as simple as...
No, it's the Senate rules that we were hesitant to change.
Yeah, the Republicans have become so gutless that they're afraid, and maybe it's a valid point, I don't know. They're afraid to look like the guys who shut government down.
But then we take a look at the Democrats. They're in a minority. They run the Congress.
Yeah,
they sit there and say, for instance, if Harry Reid steps up, that's running it. If you stop if the Republicans cannot get a bill through and put it on his desk and force him to veto it, one veto has come in this administration, one veto, and it was by a 97-1 vote. Not a single bill was sent to that man. The Republican Party has no guts. They sit there, they tell us, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. When they get into power, well, we're going to do it in the next election. Or we have to wait until we get all three branches of the government. The Democrats run the government, period.
The Senate is not a simple majority organization the way the House is. You have to have 66 votes to
Harry get
something
Reid did it with less. He did the nuclear option.
No, he didn't do it with less.
The heck he didn't. He used a nuclear option, Ed.
At some point.
The nuclear option he used on federal judges. He didn't use it on legislation. Yeah. He used it on federal judges.
I can tell you something right now. If they did it on the judges, they can do it on the rest of the programs.
I'm telling you they can, but it's a decision they don't want to make
because they have no courage.
That's a political decision.
Let's take a call from Walter on line 3. Walter, welcome
there
to the show.
There he is. A troll.
That's right. I'm back. Get ready.
Is this the troll? Is this Walter from Bellevue? Or Belleville. I'm
doing a little bit of TD Snake on y'all.
Okay.
TD Jakes.
Well, excuse me, one second. Walter, did you hear the troll call for you on Linda's show earlier?
No.
Okay, they were calling out for you to come in. You didn't answer.
I actually called, my phone had went blank that time, but I came back on there.
Yeah, go ahead, Walter. What do you got?
You miss, Hey, man, I've been busy with that black racist station, man. Should I say it? They wrong, let me say it. But do you know that new so-called station on AM?
Say it. I don't know which one you're talking about. I know your conversation with Theron, but neither of you would say it.
Is that the Black Lives Matter program?
Oh, that's the Black Lives Matter. That's the Black Communist Lives Matter. All that in the above, killing babies.
Walter, that sounds like Obama broadcasting. That sounds like Obama broadcasting.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've been hitting them hard, man, because I can't sit back and listen to the crap that comes out of Detroit. In fact, the most racist, I even told them. I'm talking about the black guys on. I said, including a pastor who claims to be a pastor. He ain't got enough. If he claims to be a pastor, he ain't got enough religion to last the breakfast. That's how Christian he is. That's the way I feel about him. He's on there promoting lies after lies. And all they do on that station is bash Donald Trump, talk about he's a white racist. How could you, Walter, how could you vote for a person like Donald Trump? And I tell them because Donald Trump, first of all, you guys are lying on him. He's not a racist. And I said, voting for Donald Trump gives you guys a chance to get set free from that awful dreaded disease called donkeyitis. And it helps the church, black church members, to get set free from jackass tabernacleism.
But, Walter, tell me one thing. Are you seeing more black people looking towards Donald Trump?
Not in Detroit.
I'm talking about across the country. I'm hearing more and more black people saying exactly what Donald Trump said. What the hell have you got to lose with me?
When you drive, Walter, who do you run into? Do you hear, when you socialize, what do you hear?
Okay, most of the people I run into, if it's black, on some of my truck stops, they're for Hillary, Killery, all straight up. But most Caucasians I talk to, business owners and some of their workers, employees, let out Donald Trump.
That's because they're racist. They don't want to vote. Oh, wait a minute. Hillary's white.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Let me ask Walter, can you put a percentage on the number of African Americans who you think will support Trump?
Okay, this is what I heard. We just got to go back maybe what's been. I heard on a Christian station, Bob Duco, he's pretty knowledgeable. He keeps up. He has a politic hour, political hour. From a Christian point of view, I would take his statistics over some of these liars I've been listening to. I heard that in 1 week, and I never agreed with that 1% blacks supporting Donald Trump. I think it was higher than that. So how are you going to go from 4% down to 1%? I heard that it went, since he's been speaking at black churches, it's been resonating. And yes, I have heard a few callers call in at black racist station. There were blacks in there for Donald Trump, and they get shouted down right away, by the way, like they try to shout me down or shut me down. I heard it went from in 1 week's time, I don't know if you guys heard this, from 1% to close to 19%. How true is that?
I had heard that number as well. Okay.
That would be a death blow to the Democrats. I don't even call them Democrats. I call them Devilcrats.
Well, I think what's happening in this country right now, and I think in the black community, I think they're looking at it and looking at what happened since 1965. The blacks were given the Great Society program, and I think it's basically destroyed the black family. And if you take a look in all of the major cities that are run by Democrats and some of them that are run by blacks, the youth are unemployed. The cities have turned into garbage holes. Take a drive. I used to sell in Detroit. I had a lot of industrial accounts in Detroit. I took a ride through Detroit about 6-7 weeks ago, and it's like a battle zone, like a war zone. Like it looks like Dresden did in World War II. It has been destroyed by the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Well, Walter, thanks for the call, man. We're going into a hard break. Hopefully we'll hear from you next week.
See you, Walt.
Take care, Walter.
Bye, Walt.
Yeah.
And we'll see you all on the other side of the break.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. Donald Trump under fire for lewd comments he made about women caught on tape in 2005. Some of the critics, his own running mate and other members of his own party, like Representative Jason Chaffetz.
I'm out of the endorsement here. I don't know who I'm going to vote for. I'm not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. There's no way, under no scenario. But I cannot offer an endorsement, for whatever that means, of Donald Trump.
Courtesy of Fox News affiliate KSCU in Salt Lake City, Utah, Trump has apologized but says he will not withdraw from the race. Hurricane Matthew leaving a million people without power in the South. The Category 1 making landfall in South Carolina. Flood emergencies in the Carolinas. Some areas getting
5 to 6 inches an hour. And this is going to be devastating for them and potentially life-threatening.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. This is a Fox News alert.
The highest quality tractor in the U.S. and number one in customer satisfaction for 2015 and again in 2016 is LS Tractor, both awarded by EDA. This is Mark at Ashelman Equipment. We have a full line of LS four-wheel drive diesel tractor loaders ready to go. Forks, blades, tillers, plows, and mowers in stock, ready for all your projects. Subcompact to large farm, open or cab with heat and AC. Hydro transmissions make driving fun and easy for the whole family. Attachments are changed with just a pull of a lever. Highest quality, more features standard, 5-year warranty, free loader, and 1.59% financing qualifying. Ashelman Equipment in Whitmore Lake is at exit 50 on US 23, just north of Ann Arbor. Call 734-994-6000. That's 734-994-6000.
Here's a question. When something changes, can it stay the same and get better at the same time? For instance, what if you and your wife go back to the beach where you spent your honeymoon, but upgrade to a 4-star hotel? See? Same, but better. Here's another example. The Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines, and we've changed our name. Now as Financial Engines, many things are staying exactly the same. You'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary doing what's right for you. But you'll also get more options, more resources, and more powerful research to help you get where you want to go, especially if it's that certain beach for your second honeymoon. But you need to take that first step. Let us show you how Financial Engines can deliver a great plan that makes all the difference. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Matt Warren with Financial Engines in Detroit, Ann Arbor. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 248-285-9202 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch our drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. I have Ypsilanti Ed Bondarenko with me and Ann Arbor Mike, two of my favorite listeners in studio with me today. Gentlemen, welcome. And let me take care of a little business, though, before we get back into the meat of the show. This half hour, sponsor is Burroughs Roadhouse, 5311 Brighton Road. That's in West Brighton. You can call them at 810-227-6000. They have great comedy shows. So October 14th and 15th, Dom Parr. October 21st and 22nd, Matt Holt. And October 28th and 29th, Nathan Timmel. It is a great place to see a comedy show. They have great food. They have some coupons in the current. So go online to currentonline.com. That's C-O-U. RANTonline.com. Check out Burroughs Roadhouse. They have some great food out there. Check it out. And it is just the greatest place. I'll tell you a little secret. Burroughs gets its name from it. It used to be the camp for the Burroughs Corporation years and years ago. So it's a really historic building, a great place, lots of good atmosphere, and the food is really spectacular.
I saw the ad for that in the current, and I thought it looked like an interesting place to go. So I'm going to check it out.
It's awesome.
It's
really a great, you get a great feeling.
Somebody
when you're
owes
there.
Me a lunch. I wonder if they serve a good
yes,
lunch.
Yes, I do owe you lunch. We can go there. If you can get off work, I'll take you there. All right, so call them up, 810-227-6000. That's Burroughs Roadhouse. Okay, so I want to play this. You know, people keep slamming Donald Trump and saying he's outrageous, he's a racist because of his immigration policies. Well, you know what? Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine really aren't any different. If you watched the VP debate, you would have seen Tim Kaine and said, ooh, he wants open borders. He's a great guy. Well, you got track four already, Derek? This is Tim Kaine not too long ago talking about borders. Nah, we don't. We always seem to have a few problems with that. Anyways.
I can do my imitation of Tim Kaine saying it.
Anyways, Tim Kaine and Hillary Clinton both have very similar policies. Oh, you got it now? All right, go ahead and play it.
I'm deeply opposed to illegal immigration, and I call on the federal government, the president, and the immigration services to stop the inflow of illegal immigrants into this country. And I've supported wise state policies to try to make sure that we do not provide services to folks in this state who are not here legally unless public health or safety demands it. But there is a serious local problem in Northern Virginia caused by the federal government's intentional policy of not enforcing the immigration laws. Folks congregate on a street corner in Herndon, and Herndon local elected officials decided that the best thing to do was to have them come indoors. I wouldn't support state efforts for that.
Okay. So
how'd you like my imitation? Was that pretty good?
So, you know, here's a guy saying that he's out to help. This is what the Democrats do. They come at you and say, oh, we want your vote, so we're going to open the borders, we're going to be all-inclusive, we're going to build bridges, not walls. Really? You are no different, Mr. Kaine. You're a liar.
He was running locally then.
Yeah.
Now he's running nationally.
Yeah.
You got to understand that these little subtle distinctions there.
Well, let's take a quick call from Ken on line one. Go ahead, Ken. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. Now, I have not heard the actual tape of Donald Trump because no one wants to play it, and I wish people would start playing it so we can discuss it.
All you have to do is turn your TV on.
No, I don't have television. I got rid of TV years ago.
Oh, well, then it's on the Internet.
I don't have Internet either.
It's on the radio.
No, I haven't heard it on the radio.
Would you play it for him, Gary? Just play it.
You know, we got to beep out so much of it. That's why I didn't play it. I figured everyone's heard it. But go ahead, Ken. What was your point?
I just wanted to comment that, first of all, as you know, I couldn't vote for Romney for religious reasons. And those reasons do not apply for Donald Trump.
Well, that helped us get Obama.
But I'll tell you, well, yeah, but I still couldn't compromise. But that's another issue. My point is this. No matter what Trump has done, doesn't come close to what Hillary has done. Benghazi people, email people, the fact that she supports giving Iran nuclear weapons people, which they will use people. Hillary Clinton must not be president. And one thing that stands out to me, when Paul Ryan and the Bushes attack Trump, that gives me more encouragement to vote for Trump. Because I won't forget something that Pat Buchanan brought up a few months ago on the Sean Hannity show, and that was the fact, why is the establishment so opposed to Trump? And Pat Buchanan addressed the issue, which I applauded him because it's the truth. The Republican establishment has become so rich off of the American people for so many years, he said, feeding from the trough.
Yep, just like the Democrats, feeding from the trough.
They can continue, the establishment can continue to feed from the trough under Hillary Clinton, just as they are now under Barack Obama, and become rich and rich and continue to become rich. And they are concerned that Donald Trump will cut them off. And so I've talked to friends about this. The more we see Paul Ryan, the more we see the Bushes, the more we see the establishment, like Mitt Romney, attack Trump, the more confident we are doing the right thing to vote for.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, great call and great points, Ken. Glad to have you call in. Call in next week.
You take care.
All right. Take care. Let's take a quick call from Jeff in Garden City. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, hi. Listen to you guys quite a bit. The whole problem with the federal government is they don't follow the Constitution. I mean, they don't stay within the cage that the founding fathers put them in. And then the other branches of the government don't use the systems of checks and balances. And we got cowards in the Congress, the Senate's a den of self-serving snakes. But ultimately, the voter gets blamed. You're the ones that keep sending these people. It's always your congressman that's okay, but mine's bad. Mine isn't. People need to take off the rose-colored glasses and put the reading glasses on and send the people that need to do the job to Congress, and every vote counts, and they need to get out there and do it.
Jeff, can I say something to you? Pick up the book, Throw Them All Out. That'll give you all the answers you need.
What is that book about? I can't understand from the title.
It means Throw Them All Out. Peter Schweitzer had it. And it is a fantastic book. It details our congressmen, Republican, Democrat, our senators, Republican and Democrat, how filthy rich these people have gotten on our dime. They go in there broke. They come out there super wealthy. Pick it up. It's a fantastic read. And I'm surprised. I'm really surprised that more Republicans don't sit there and advertise this, period.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing is they call themselves progressives, and that's on both sides of the aisle. I refuse to call them progressive because there's nothing pro about them. I call them regressive. They want to take us back to feudal times with, of course, them being the lords and we being the serfs, and we have to just deal with it.
That's exactly and people, right.
You people got it. Need to understand that as well.
You know, Jeff,
I'm doing my part.
You're right
in
about
my
the
congressional district. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Ed.
Well, you're right about the separation of powers, and I actually remember reading the newspapers like the Detroit Free Press when Nixon was president, and they were talking about his attempt at expanding presidential powers, the imperial presidency, because of his some of his activity in Vietnam, even though he eventually got us out. But there was always talk about an imperial presidency, and I've seen nothing but imperial presidency under Obama, and it's long bothered me that Congress has sat back, and even the Democratic Congress would sit back and let their turf be overrun by an imperial presidency under Obama. It makes me understand how Rome got an emperor. The Senate just sat back and let it happen.
Well, like you said, the people that are there enjoy it. They want the status quo, and that's why Trump scares the hell out of them, because he's going to upset the apple cart. And that's why both sides are fighting so much against him, is they fear that the good times will be over for them, not for the country. The good times will start for the country, finally.
And, Jeff, that's one of the reasons why we have to get Donald Trump in. I understand what he said, and it sounds bad, but Donald Trump is an American nationalist. He is a movement in America to give the government back to the people. If this man fails and we get the same old garbage, if we get Romney or we get somebody that's been in the establishment, then we deserve what we get. This is our only opportunity to grab hold of our government and bring it back to the people.
But let's not forget, it's not just Donald Trump. You've got guys like Nobles, Jeff Nobles. You got to go down ticket. You have to have a Congress that's going to support a Trump in his attempts to pull away the feeding trough.
Got a clean house. All right. Well, great call, Jeff. I appreciate it. Take care.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. So I want to, again, let's get back to this. It seems like the Republicans and the establishment Republicans and the Democrats are exactly the same, wouldn't you say?
They're one party.
All right.
I can tell you something right now. If this succeeds, if the Republican establishment succeeds in destroying Donald Trump, I can tell you right now the Republican Party is dead. Right. I left the Republican Party 2 or 3 years ago. I got sick and tired of seeing what was going on. There was nothing happening. There was no action on their part. They were basically rubber stamping the Democratic program. If we don't sit there now and support Donald Trump, and I know the bottom of the ticket, I'm going to go in and vote. My vote is going to be very simple. I'm going and voting. Bingo, Republican ticket down. I don't know who's running, period. I want to make darn sure that Donald Trump gets in, period. I don't want any more Democrats. And if Donald Trump, and I pray to God that he takes office, that that point some of the Republicans will see the light and say, you know, we've got to support what the people are asking for. We've got to be Americans first and the hell with this international community.
Yeah. Well, let's look at Derek. You got the next track ready? All right, this is Hillary Clinton. Again, this goes to the lies and the phoniness of Hillary Clinton. She's talking about the opening bridges and open borders and all that. And even the WikiLeaks dump shows that she wants open trade and open borders, which, union guys, this is your jobs leaving the country. This is your wages being dumbed down. So don't be voting for Hillary because it's bad. But listen to what she says compared to what Donald Trump says in this video audio clip.
We do not want to do anything to encourage more illegal immigration into this country.
We have to stop the inflow of illegals coming into our country.
Mexican government's policies are pushing migration north.
The Mexican government is much smarter, much sharper, much more cunning, and they send the bad ones over because they don't want to pay for them. They don't want to take care of them.
Look, I voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in.
We will build a wall. It will do what it's supposed to do. Keep illegal immigrants out.
If they've committed transgressions of whatever kind, they should be obviously deported.
And some of these people are causing tremendous problems. All you have to do is look at the crime wave. If I'm elected, they're going to be out of there day one.
I voted for border security, and some of it was a fence. I don't think we ever called it a wall. Maybe in some places it was a wall.
We're going to have a border. It's going to be a real border.
You know, secure our borders with technology, personnel, physical barriers if necessary. We need to have tougher employer sanctions. And
we have a country. We have to have borders. We have borders. We have to have laws. We either have a country or we don't.
Jeez, Mike was right. There is no difference between the two parties.
It makes you ask, what Hillary is running today?
Yeah.
Right? Which Hillary is running today?
Today we see in Europe the effect of immigration in Europe. When the migrants started coming from Syria and going through the Balkans, they were walking through the pastures, they were going into cities, they were making their way to Germany. Suddenly, some countries like Hungary, Slovakia, Serbia, Croatia decided enough is enough. They put borders up, they put fences up. There was an incident that happened in eastern Slavonia and Croatia. Three Muslims crossed the border. They raped a young girl, 16-year-old girl. The farm boys of Croatia got a hold of them. They handled the illegal immigration very simply. They castrated them.
Ouch.
Okay. Well, that's not how Hillary handled that one rapist.
She should have.
Yeah,
but in the United States, we sit there and have our borders wide open. We have no idea what's coming out of South America. We have no idea what's coming out of Mexico. Down in South America, in Bolivia and Paraguay, is loaded with Muslims who have come from the Middle East. No one has checked who they are, and they're walking into our country. At some point, and we've had incidences in this country in the last few months where people have been butchered, murdered by Muslims. And at what point are we Americans going to say enough is enough? We have to control our own borders. A country that doesn't control its borders has no sovereignty. They want to push us into a one-world government. They want to push us where we've lost our sovereignty, where our constitution is of no value anymore. If we allow this, folks, we deserve it.
Yeah, I tell you what, call it my tinfoil hat, whatever you want. I believe that the world, that's the UN, that's the countries of the Middle East, it's the countries in Asia. They don't want us to be a superpower. They're trying to destroy the United States in the most peaceful way they can, and that's through immigration. They're literally diluting us down so that we will no longer be able to vote for policies that keep us as a superpower. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and if you take a look at Mexico, look at what Mexico's doing on its southern border. They're building a wall.
Yes.
They're building a wall to keep the stuff that's coming out of the drug cartels of Colombia and South America coming into their country. But we're not allowed to protect our country. How many of our people are going to have to die, be butchered, be murdered by these Muslims that are coming across the border as immigrants?
Yeah.
We don't know who the hell they are.
Yeah, well, listen.
This country is the last bulwark against internationalism. This country, with its constitution and its form of government and the culture that it's had until, I have to say, recently, and I'm fearful of that, but the culture that you and I know, the one with representative government, with national representative government, with goodwill towards other nations, has an opposition, although we as our federal government and obviously our elected officials support the UN, I don't think we as a people really support the goals of an international one-world government. Like Mike was saying, they're trying to bring about a one-world government, and we're in the way, but it's not just because we're a superpower. We manage to stop them because of our power, but it's because of our culture, and they're trying to kill our culture.
Yep.
By bringing other people in here and dismantling our culture.
Yeah, and Mexico has become that gateway. Derek, you got jump all the way down to track 10. You got that one ready? All right, so what's happening is, as you said, Muslims coming across the border. Mexico has a very severe problem with immigrants of their own. Now, they've put their wall across the southern border, but we also now have immigrants coming from Asia and Africa. Okay. You got it? Let's go ahead and play that.
Mexico's Ministry of Foreign Affairs is concerned about an influx of immigrants into the country from African and Asian countries, according to a report Thursday in El Universal. Many of them will have to return to their home countries. Socorro Flores, Undersecretary of Latin America and the Caribbean for the Mexican Foreign Ministry, said to El Universal. The Mexican government is now trying to deal with this influx of immigrants by setting up shelters and working with the countries of origin of the immigrants on deportations. Flores said that regarding immigration, there is a concern because the flows have increased, and there is also a concern because they need to cross many countries to get to their intended destinations. Central America has recently been dealing with an influx of immigrants from abroad. It was recently reported that Guatemala has caught 56 times more African immigrants in 2016 than they did in all of 2015. These immigrants frequently have the goal of heading to the United States and seeking asylum. Flores said that tackling this immigration issue will take time and cooperation among Central American countries.
Well, there you go, right? And if you think that's a problem, let's go to track nine, Derek, because once they get into Mexico or Central America, you know there's nothing there for them. They've got no jobs. Guess where they're headed? The United States, right?
It's an open highway.
And when that man said asylum, listen to what's happening. Here's a report from Dan Plant down in San Diego. Spent the day at the border. You got track nine ready, Derek? Play this. It's a long one, so bear with me. No dice. All right, we're going to have to work
on do an
impersonation of Dan Plant. What he's going to tell you is 9 out of 10, and he's talking with the ICE officials right on the border, 9 out of 10 illegals caught at the border are being released into San Diego. 9 out of 10. That's 90%.
In South America, Paraguay and Bolivia now have a massive Muslim immigration. And they're coming from the Middle East with no one checking them. They're hungry for cash in those countries, so they don't really look at what's coming in as long as they bring their cash.
Yeah.
And those are the very people that are coming across our borders, and this is what we need to stop.
Yeah. So we've got this ready. This is Dan Plant interviewing Chris Harris of the National Border Patrol Council. You got it ready? Go.
I thought I'd seen a lot. First of all, you might be surprised to know that 9 out of 10 illegals that are captured on our border are released back here in San Diego. Think about that. 9 out of 10 are still here in San Diego. All they have to do is say the magic words. So I spent the day with a man named Chris Harris. He is with the National Border Patrol Council. He gave me a tour of the border and a reality check of what's really happening down there.
So something as simple as the whitewash on the fence, you can see it's typically brown.
It's one of the most dangerous places in America, the border between Mexico and San Diego. Some say build a wall and we'll be safe. Truth is, there is no wall and there never has been.
I like to point out to people that the wall is a misnomer. It's a fence. We keep saying walls. Nobody built walls and move around prisons. That was all old. Now it's all fences. A wall is ridiculously expensive. So I think when anybody says wall, I have to guess that they mean a fence.
And it's a fence that's been growing, at least along the San Diego-Mexico border.
So the fences are effective as long as you have the agents and the infrastructure to back it up. If you don't, then they'll be torn down quickly.
If you spend some time with the Border Patrol, you'll find a complex formula to keep the border safe. It takes more than a fence. It takes people. Short lie.
We're about 2,000 agents below the level that Congress set for the minimum level for the Border Patrol. So manpower is becoming an issue throughout the United States. It's not a secret. That's something that they need to fix.
That's not the only thing that needs fixing. Even if thousands of agents were hired and every illegal is captured, the policy from the top is letting them go as fast as they are caught.
When we ask people why they're coming here, the answer is invariably the same. And it's not the president. They actually say Obama said it's okay to come. So there's a belief that they will remain, and the belief is true.
As a result of this belief or policy, immigrants detained in the U.S. are quickly released. As long as they claim political asylum, they are processed and let go on this side of the border.
In a way, we're just a welcoming crew. We're a Walmart welcoming crew. It's really disheartening to our guys to know we have control of the border, but all you have to do now is say you have a credible fear and you're going to be released.
So no matter how many fences, cameras, or agents, say the right thing and get a free pass back to the streets of the U.S.
We're going to take them to the trolley stop at the San Ysidro trolley, and we're going to let them go.
What you're looking at here is referred to as the Duncan Hunter Wall, the former congressman who worked very hard to get this up. In fact, it's made out of old military material that the military wasn't using anymore. Now I want to show you how close we are to Las Americas, the shopping mall down here. There is a third fence, however, to prevent people from going into the mall. But as you can see, they have their ways of getting over. The barbed wire is put there to keep them from going over. But you can see they stomped on the barbed wire and then they crawl over the fence. A couple of seconds later, there they are in the parking lot of the shopping mall.
That is the only thing that prevents you from coming into the United States.
Which is nothing.
Which is nothing.
Since then, another layer of fencing has been added, closing up huge gaps where people would simply walk into the United States. These days, some of those people are even scarier than the drug cartels.
Not just one or two, but lots of people that mean harm to this country are slipping in. Everything from criminals to terrorists.
In fact, we don't really know who's being caught and released. Many of these people work off of a script, and they say the magic words, asylum.
Every day has to be by the hundreds, if not close to 1,000, every single day.
In the end, it's a matter of politics from the very top. The message is out.
One of the things we actually absolutely have to have is the President of the United States and the Secretary of Homeland Security to come out and say, look, this is a treasured system. It's being abused. It's going to stop today.
Yeah, but that's the way it is right now. And the word is out. You remember that thing in Central America where they're actually putting out flyers telling people, come to America, right. Obama is welcoming you. And that's right. Why we had that influx of Central Americans. And as he told me, these days, they don't run from the Border Patrol. They run to the Border Patrol because the Border Patrol takes care of them under our current policy. Yeah. If you need food, if you need blankets, medicine. There was one story that he told me today. That there's a guy who snuck over here. He got arrested, said, I'm from Mexico, but I have a heart condition. They brought him to the hospital. He is going to get free heart surgery here in the United States after sneaking across the border. Mm-hmm. So we take care of these people like they're our own children.
So in a sense, they're rewarded for crossing the border.
They are rewarded. That is exactly what he was telling me. You know, and they.
Okay, so there you go.
Whose budget does that health care come under? What budget? Somebody's got to have a budget for that.
No, you know what happens? So they go to the emergency room, they get billed, but they never pay it, of course. And our rates, the rest of us who have to pay health insurance fees, all higher because millions of people are getting care.
And that's where the Congress of the United States could have cut it off over the last few years. They could have cut that budget, and they would not have gotten that kind of service.
This is why the customs guys are voting for Trump. That's why they have thrown their support behind Trump.
Exactly right. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you.
Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, get the news you need to know. See you next week.